Hundreds of women die in Turkey each year at the hands of a husband or family member. It's a society that critics say too often ignores violence against women. After years of frustration, one organization has shaken up the debate with a controversial proposal to arm women and train them to defend themselves. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Looking back on it, Yamur Ashkin thinks perhaps she should have paid more attention on her wedding day, when her husband's family welcomed her by saying, "You enter this house in a bridal gown, and you leave it in a coffin." But as a 15-year-old forced into an arranged marriage to a man she barely knew, she's not sure what she could have done differently. After 4 years of sexual assaults from her father-in-law, and then beatings from her husband, she learned the chilling meaning of that sentence while hiding at her family home on one of several attempts to escape.
It was August. The windows were open. I heard a noise and pulled back the curtain, and it was my mother-in-law outside, and she had a gun. I jumped, and she fired 6 rounds. And with each shot, I swear she was laughing. I was hit twice in the legs.
When the shooting case went to court, the husband's family began to threaten Ashkin's mother and brothers, and a terrified Ashkin withdrew her complaint. The mother-in-law spent only 17 days in custody. Activists say on average a Turkish woman dies every day in a domestic or honor-related homicide, all too often in cases where the police or prosecutors have failed to protect them. Occasionally, a killing moves from the police blotter to the national media, as with the case of Güldünya Torun in 2004. Shot and left for dead, allegedly by her brothers, she was lying in a hospital bed when a man claiming to be a relative was allowed to visit her, and he killed her. The case prompted huge demonstrations, and a song in her memory became a hit.
When Güldünya was shot, there was a criminal case. She was in the hospital, but no one wanted to protect her. The state had no interest in protecting her.
Ilka Gökdemir with the women's rights group Morjata says the Güldünya killing forced Turks to recognize that the justice system too often fails to protect even obviously at-risk women. She blames a macho patriarchal culture that she says leaves many women feeling powerless to escape from violent situations. In Yamur Ashkin's case, after years of beatings, she did finally demand a divorce. She says after that, her husband took to beating her in the face with firewood.
He would say things like, "I'm going to make you not so pretty anymore. I don't want anyone else to see how beautiful you are." He wouldn't let me use the phone. I couldn't go to the store. I couldn't take the kids to the park.
For years, women's rights advocates searched for a way to shake up the debate. Last fall, someone did. Hayrettin Bulan with the women's group Şefkat Der, which means Compassion Foundation, shocked some people with a call for a vigorous self-defense program for women, including giving them guns and teaching them how to use them. Bulan says it's just one of a series of measures his group recommends, but it's gotten by far the most attention.
We're telling these battered women, if the government won't protect you, learn to protect yourselves. Carry pepper spray, learn martial arts, and yes, go to the range and learn to shoot a gun. It amazes me that people think it's fine for a shop owner to have a gun to protect his money, but a woman can't have one to save her life.
That's the sound of NPR translator Gül Tüsyüz firing a handgun for the first time in her life. A very good first shot, says instructor Ibrahim Yildirim, especially considering it was fired from a Glock loaded with a 45 caliber bullet, larger than the ammunition used by the Turkish police. A retired policeman himself and a nationally ranked marksman, Yildirim was not shocked by the suggestion that at-risk women learn to use a gun. On the contrary, he says if properly trained in how to handle a gun, and especially in when not to use it, it's a sound idea.
What I've seen is that women are actually better at this. They're more receptive to learning, and we can teach them faster. Men who've been in the military always want to treat the handgun like a rifle, and retraining them is more work than starting from scratch.
Yildirim operates a facility known as the Princess Shooting Range. No, it wasn't named to attract female clients. That's the name of the building, which used to house a hotel. He says Turkey doesn't require gun safety training before issuing carry permits for firearms, but it should, for both men and women. Yildirim recommends a 3-month training program, as required in many European countries. He says he has around 500 women customers at the range these days, including some whose goal is self-protection.
For those women, I emphasize how to use a gun so that only her attacker is endangered. Sometimes an attack occurs in a crowded public place, and whenever you pull a gun, you're taking other people's lives in your hands. There are ways of reducing the risk to bystanders, and these are very important to learn. So is knowing the law, when using a gun is justified and when it isn't.
The proposal to arm battered women has its critics, including domestic violence survivor Yamur Ashkin. She can't imagine living in a household where the husband is violent and the woman is armed.
And then there are the children. The child will see her father beating her mother, and she's going to wonder, is mom going to kill dad tonight? Also, I've been shot with a gun, so I'm against them. But I like all the other ideas. The pepper spray, the athletic training, those are all good things.
After 7 years of abuse, Ashkin finally fled and has now been in hiding for 16 years, cut off from her family, unable to go to work, afraid to rent a house in her own name. Even so, in a country of 70 million people with only 2,500 shelter beds, she considers herself lucky to have found refuge and support. Women's advocate Ilka Gukdemir says, if anything, anecdotal accounts of violence are on the increase recently. But she hopes that's because more cases are being reported, which means more women are standing up for themselves.
So even though it sounds really pessimistic to say there is more violence against women, it might be a backlash against women who are becoming more assertive about their human rights.
Turkey has a new domestic violence law that does offer some hope. Perhaps most importantly, the ability for women to get a new identity. Activists say it remains to be seen, however, whether it will be actively enforced by police and prosecutors. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.